Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Deep in a cave, dark whispers stir.
Have time to learn the song, but I had time to make a spider costume.
Woo! Oh shit! Those legs look like dicks. They look like
oh,
weird
they do
spider
look
leg
like dicks.
They look a lot like.
Guys, it's Spy Dick Man.
Spy Dick Man.
Spy Dick Man.
Friendly neighbor. Okay.
Ooh.
You may think I'm a very big spider with nothing but venom inside and spool upon spool of thread in my bum for my web, eight-legged and eight-eyed. But that's not the sum of a spider. If that's what you think, oh, for shame. I was once, yes, for real, quite a very big deal, and everyone knew my name. They knew my name! Being also a child is born, here's the theory that I am proposing. They are special, I know, because I was one. The gifted, the musically chosen. I could harness the song in the world to my whim, twist a tune into wings and then fly. With mild hocus pocus, write a magical opus that if anyone heard, they would die. They all knew my name, and they sang it in praise. And if they didn't sing my name, the hell I would raise. By which I mean murder. Oh, but I was naive. I just couldn't believe that mankind would deny themselves song to starve me of power and be joyless and sour. But they did, and they were, and I was wrong. My name was forgotten, my legacy rotten, erased from the hymnal of time. And my name unremembered, a slow dying ember, as I paid in years for my crime. They forgot my name, my power was drained. The end of my reign, though soon I'll be unchained. But one day something stirred, like the chirp of a bird, a new chosen child born in this plane. So I twanged on my web, sent vibrations beyond, and as he fed, I felt the music grow again. Then the power, yes, my friend, will be mine once again, my name up in lights well in flame, as the whole world ignites with the spark of my fame, and the people in chorus all sing out my name. What's my name? I am a giant spider.
That is an obnoxious thing to wear in a very cramped stage.
What are you talking about?
Outside a totally different cave, players. I just want to assure you this is a totally safe cave. Night draws in, and the icy winds of an approaching blizzard whip at your cloak tails.
Cheeky wind. Huh? Anyone feel that cheeky wind? Whipping at your coat tails? Get out of it, wind.
The half-orc...
How are you feeling, Alex? You okay?
Buy a girl a drink first. That's all I'm saying, Wint.
The half-orc barbarian Filge, the cousins Froyo and Friso Frisofferson, and their charge, Frozen Donut, a figure built of snow. As night closes in and the cave whispers, cave mouth.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty bloody chilly in my unmentionables. And they're unmentionable because I don't know that I have them.
Have a feel around.
Whoa!
Everything below the belly button's really just a mystery to you, isn't it?
Pretty. Oh, there we go. It's a dick.
Huh.
Hooly dooly. Anyway, it's a chilly dick. So let's go inside, hey? Wait,
can I ask?
Yeah.
As an anatomically correct snowman.
Sure.
Did you grow that, or did someone make you like that? Do you know?
You built this snowman.
I built it, did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we did. Montage.
We sang it into being in the previous act.
You're
Michael.
Its dad.
And I gave you a dick.
Apparently you did.
You look down to find that it is the frozen penis of a dead man.
So I guess while building a snowman with your cousin, you decided to give me a dick.
God.
Do with that what you bloody will.
Well, I guess you need to thank me for that.
I don't know what it does yet.
It is getting very chilly outside.
All right, let's go inside. Me don't want to catch a cold at Christmas, and we'll have to cancel at Yulmus. Let's go inside, everyone. Come
okay.
on.
Into the cave.
Come on,
cave.
Freezer. Come on, Froyo. Into that lovely cave mouth.
We can talk more about our band, the Seductive Nephews.
Cousins.
Cousins.
Listen.
Jesus.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Dave?
In my defense, they are similar words except in that context.
Jesus Christ.
They're not.
No, one has a distinctly...
Although, my character is a libertarian, so...
Yeah, look, we got to have a band meeting. Me think when me book you on Triple J Drive, you're going to be doing the talking, Freezer, okay? You know, we don't want to get cancelled before we even get famous.
Yeah, I just think the word seductive in our band name and the word cousins in our band name, I don't think that works for
it's
me.
It's great because it makes you horny and then you think about family, which you also love.
Doing the interviews, yeah. Okay? He's not even doing the banter, you know?
No.
All right, everyone make a perception check.
I rolled a natural one.
As did I.
I got an 18.
Oh, 18. Big old three. Oh, very good. Froyo, you and you alone get the sense that you hear from the echoes that the size of the room that you're walking through a passage and now it feels like you're in a much larger space. But it is very dark.
Well, good night.
Wait, is Filge like a bird? You put a blanket over the cage and she falls asleep?
Yeah.
It's like instantly like...
Gunk.
I'm going to... If they're sleeping, I'm going to explore deeper into the cave.
Into the cave you go.
Tra-la-la.
Dave, tra-la-la indeed. Tra-la-la indeed. Foreboding much? No? All right, I'll go on and perhaps try to increase the foreboding.
Nothing
Maybe
increases
don't say
foreboding.
Tra-la-la
like,
next
how
time.
Far can you see, Dave?
I believe as a high elf, I have 30-foot dark vision.
Oh, dude, you didn't even look at your character sheet, Dave? No.
I give you one chance to have a character...
Year.
I don't know. I look, I have 60 feet.
Dark vision,
60 feet.
You get the sense of a tiny twinkle above you, and please make a dexterata shock.
Sorry, the show is baffling enough. A dexterity check.
Dexterity
check. Thanks, Dave.
A dexterity check. I got a 21.
21. You managed to duck out of the way as a chandelier.
In a cave?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
During a production of El Muto?
Yes. Falls down from the ceiling. and
no, I think this is...
crashes on the floor. And you hear, and you hear, you hear the lights go on.
Yeah.
Because they kind of go, as sconces along the walls, flames flicker, and a figure.
Love sconces.
I love sconces.
And a figure stands up and says,
"I'm immediately at home."
What's the word Dave uses for a balcony?
Balustrade.
Yeah, put a balustrade in there. He'll love it. Yeah, he'll just
he'll
love
get a big
it.
Stiffy.
And a cloaked figure.
Is all of this happening on a sort of dais?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A voice comes over the gantry.
Yeah. And the figure raises itself up, covering its face, and says, "Night time. Night time. It is now the night time. So I have turned the lights on. Ah! Oh, look at you. A stranger from the outside. Ooh, hooky booky. You have a strange energy about you."
"Yes, I felt like I had to come here. I was led by a bizarrely optimistic cadaver. But I think I have a song to sing. I think there's power inside me."
"Yes."
"Is that why I'm here?"
"Yes. The chosen one would come with a less impressive cousin. Do you have a cousin with you?"
"And he's shit."
"Oh, really?
He's no good."
"No good? In what way specifically is he no good?"
"Oh, let me tell you. First of all, he cannot learn how to play fucking Dungeons and Dragons to save his life."
"No?
He's been playing it for 6 years. He still doesn't understand the difference between a bonus action and a reaction, and it fucking shits
me. Maybe you just haven't taught him well enough."
Everything comes out at Christmas.
The others.
Why don't we do presents? Why don't we do presents?
It's time for the talent show, everybody. Oh, no.
"I must summon the others to determine if you are the chosen one. Ginkgo Biloba, get out here." And a cat slinks out of the shadows.
Is this like a weirdly horny cat?
No. This one seems normal.
Is this like a cat with a very visible asshole?
But his cousin, Horny McAsshole, slinks out and is like, "Row, row," and rubs himself everywhere. And it's like, and he says, "Oh, we got a chosen one here.
Chosen one.
Hey, maybe we should see if the others think of him. Those, yes. The rollers. We should get the rollers in here. Summon the rollers."
Are these steam powered or electric rollers?
Oh, hello there. It's me, your train. Chuff, chuff. Oh, my boiler's boiling hard today.
Oh, I've fallen off the tracks again.
Oh, the Isle of Sodor. Oh. So many rail mishaps.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm just a stupid kid in roller skates rolling around in a cave because nobody wanted me on the outside world. So sad.
Sorry.
I did another season, and then I think the Beatles did a new album.
Yes.
I do not care for any of this. But just to decipher what joke you're trying to do, is it that Dave was a virgin throughout high school, so I was really into Starlight Express, and so you tempted him with trains, but now you're doing Thomas the Tank Engine,
yes,
as voiced by Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking now, hell. Why would anyone listen to this fucking podcast?
The thing is, Hing, I tried to do research. I looked at clips of Starlight Express, and it is so fucking terrible that I got like 30 seconds in, And I like threw my computer out the window.
You know what,
like,
so, you know what, Simon? Let's just take this out after the show, all right? Let's just do the show now. We can have this conversation
actually,
later.
Well, actually, we're not watching Starlight Express for our Dragon Friends Christmas party. We've gone through this. We're having a pool party at Tom's house.
Friezo and Phil, do you hear a commotion? The whispering of cats and the rolling.
And some locomotion.
Yeah, the rolling of roller skates.
We rush over towards Froyo with
a virgin
weapons
is in trouble.
Drawn. We heard something boring that I don't care about.
A whole bunch of cats sort of slink in the side of you and just
Yuck!
Start pouring at you.
Why is the fur on these cats so matted and weird? Why did they spend so much on animating the fur?
They don't want us on the outside world. They don't want our song. We are here. Near the master, waiting for the chosen one to arrive.
Oh, this sucks. I've seen like four things in my whole life. Oh, and this is the worst
thing I've ever seen. The one who is made of cum.
What?
Yes, it is said that the chosen one and his less impressive cousin will arrive with a man made of cum.
Hang on, what?
Who said that? It is...
Eden, who said that? We did not discuss this.
Eden, wait.
What?
Can you just quickly do a wisdom saving throw for me?
Yes.
DC 22?
That's a three, baby.
Three.
Three. Oh, well, unfortunately, Eden, that fails. And you were overcome by, I guess, a sense of energy brewing up inside of you.
Yeah.
And you
Which
sing.
Character is this?
What?
The cat?
The cat. No, just Eden Lacey the man. I don't fucking... Eden Lacey the man is overcome with a sense of energy, a doubt. Was this an okay joke to make about a snowman made of cum? Was that okay? And you begin to sing about, I guess, the choices you've made in your life and how you feel about them as a man in his 30s.
We all make mistakes. Some are good, some are great. Moving to a foreign land, taking my penis in hand. Mistakes. Sitting here in a great big theater.
Mistakes.
My mother said, I do not want to see you there.
Mistakes.
Alone in my mind, people looking at me like candles in the darkness. I've made a terrible mistake.
Mistakes.
I've made a terrible mistake.
Mistakes.
I thought 'cause Ben said come all the time, I should make him do it again. I thought they would support me, but they are not my friends. I said I would do a come joke, but it backfired on me. And now I've got the come on me. Truly, I have sunk to your level, and it is dirty down here. Boy, oh boy. Well, that was a charming interlude, says the Phantom of the Cave.
One of the cats approaches the party and says, what are your names?
I'm Frozen Donut.
I'm Freezer. This is Filge, and that's Froyo.
No. There. Not your real names. Your jellical names.
Oh, I'll get fucked.
Jambastram! I'm Jambastram.
That was real quick, dude.
It's a name, I invented it. It's Jambastram. And if you go to jellicle.org and you check my name, you'll find that is actually my jellicle name.
Wait, is that something that assigns you a name, or you register your own jellicle name? Like a sex offender.
Yeah, but also, those lists, they're the same. Control A, at the end of the day, somebody goes, Control
Chief,
A.
Chief, we found an uncanny correlation between jellicle names and sex offenders. It is unbelievable. Round them up, boys.
It's a sting. We got him.
Hi, my name's Chris Hansen. I'm here on the host of Dateline.
I feel really stupid for inviting Andrew Lloyd Webber tonight. I feel like I made a mistake.
Boy, oh boy.
What do you mean? A jellicle name? A jellicle name?
Yeah, jellicle's not even a word.
Yeah, Filge is a good name. It's someone finds it one day 6 years ago on a D&D name generator and they stick with it.
No,
it's a good, honest way to get a name.
You know, a jellicle name, like... rough, tough taint.
All right, I'll take that one. Or, I'll take rough, tough taint.
Or hublug jugger.
No, I'm rough, tough taint.
You know, you can do it. Search into your... Reach inside you. Reach inside your jellical insides and pull out a jellical name.
Why is Mike Wing Googling? All right. A jellical... So, but what does it mean? Is it some...
It can't mean anything. That's the point. It must be the purest of nonsense.
Yes, like rough, tough taint.
But... Me don't have nonsense. Everything in me means something.
You know, something like incontinence, the railway cat, or...
This guy's called Horny MacArthur, so that should give you an idea.
Okay.
Maybe you could say something that nonsense, but it means something to you.
Okay, what about... Jorts, jorts, jorts.
Now you're getting it.
All right, then. Guess me. Jorts, jorts, jorts. You
excellent.
Can call me jorts.
Just the word jorts three times?
Are there exclamations?
Can you tell me what jorts are?
No, it's nonsense.
Exactly.
Because I'm just thinking, in the couple of hours that I've been alive,
yeah,
I've seen jeans.
Go on.
And I've seen shorts.
And...
Not just an observation.
Well, me jorts, jorts, jorts. Is that, and you, rough, tough taint?
Rough, tough taint.
And Jambustram.
Jambustram.
What about you, less impressive cousin?
Well, I've just done a quick name generator on the internet. And my
put
name...
Put something of yourself in it, fucking.
No, I put in my details.
What details
are
asked
for?
What
the
kind
algorithm.
Of personality was, profile does it
can have? I be honest, it was fucking insufferable. I had to say what my favourite animal was, and I had to say what my dreams were, and I had to say who my best friends were.
Hope you're okay.
If you answered all of those cats.
What? Yeah. Anyway, my name is... fucking hell.
And the power of music starts to take over you.
My name is Kariah the Wonder Baker.
Okay, can you just roll a quick wisdom saving throw?
What's the roll?
17.
17. Ooh, what's your wisdom?
My wisdom is +2.
Okay. You fail. You absolutely fail.
You fail,
DC
man.
20, baby. Kariah the Wonder Baker.
What am I singing about it?
You just introduce yourself, Kariah the Wonder Baker, as a jellicle cat. Have you not seen the musical Cats?
No. Alright. My name is Kariah the Wonder Baker. My name was given to me by a generator. I found online I am a lion. That's the type of cat I am. It's a big ass cat.
So many cats nuzzle you.
Oh god, why are you all so horny?
The phantom says, yes, yes. Now you all have jellical names. You may meet the master. And he leads you as more sconces light up to reveal a huge throne room. And at the end of the throne room, a set of stairs leading up to a dais with a throne on top of it. The chosen.
Oh, fuck, Weber!
No!
Everyone got it. Everyone.
Really, Ben?
Yeah. I was like, that's neat. He's a spider. Mike. Hat off to you.
So the phantom ascends the stairs and says, "The chosen one must sit."
And Phil says, "Hey, is it okay if me get this on Instagram Live? We're trying to build a bit of a profile, trying to get played on Unearthed. So, is that cool? Me just gonna...
What is the name of your band? I know instantly if you will be a success or not.
Okay.
Our name is...
I love it.
Monastic.
You got to stick with it.
That's seductive cousins.
No, it's no.
Whoa!
Seductive cousins. Pay no attention to Friezo. It's seductive cousins.
It's seductive cousins.
All the cats rear back and go like,
I mean, they're perverts. So if we really, I mean, if they don't like it, that's too late now. I got the t-shirts printed.
That's why you're such a great manager / bass player.
Which?
I've already made a lot of what I assume are t-shirts, so we're gonna...
What's he holding?
He's holding just a big thing of mud.
T-shirts.
Here's t-shirts in your eye.
But which of you is chosen? Now I look at you, I cannot tell which is the least impressive.
Okay, band huddle.
Yes, Freya.
Okay, this is awkward, but look, obviously the strange phantom man with his horny cat is talking about me, so...
What makes you think you're the chosen one?
Well, I sang, and we brought the snowman to life, and then I...
Sorry, it's just that, generally speaking, Dragon Friends has sort of... It's been a Friezo vehicle, mostly, so... just... Like, especially, like, most of this year has been building up to his return, and now he's back, and everyone's really, like, he's a bit of a
crowd favorite. Yeah, I mean, we feel like Friezo, like, wasn't there for a whole season, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he was just carrying it was a good season. Twitch stream.
It's weird, it's like, was Friezo gone? Because I did not notice.
Ooh, Baron.
What did you want to talk about in this huddle?
What I was suggesting is, what if I ascend the throne, and then you get it on Instagram Live, and you sell the... Was it a t-shirt?
Yeah, I think it's a t-shirt. There's some worms in it, so that sounds good.
Okay.
T-shirt.
Here's my fear, though. Look, you can ascend the throne, and look, we can vote as a band to see if Froyo is the one who does that.
It's just I get a vote in this?
Do you know what a vote is?
No, I believe it's some sort of twig.
Have you all get the votes you want.
Yeah, have as many twigs as you want.
Yum, 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 yum.
As
yum.
Your hackles are raised, as you two cousins argue, close family, though you get on each other's nerves, you feel the magic coursing through you. Please both roll a
d20. Oh, I got a 65 million?
That's no. So good that no, he what's got that?
Hey, Dave, come on.
Wait,
take
you
it seriously.
14, the piece of shit.
14. What did you get, Hing?
I rolled, is it wisdom?
Yes.
I rolled an 11.
So wait, who got higher? I wasn't paying attention.
I got a 14.
Dave,
For
real, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I witnessed it.
You reach out and touch the throne and feel its power course through your veins. You've never felt something quite like this before. The potential that lies inside you as you burst into song.
When I was young, it was hard to watch you go away. Left on a benchtop, all alone outside a temple, but I knew someday the two of us would be together.
What?
But not in a sexual way, it's a friend way. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? You're the one who keeps singing about how you and I are destined to be together.
T-shirt. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everyone make a perception check.
It's a big hot six.
19.
It's a nine. 19.
Friezo, you get the inkling that something is moving above you as you raise your eyes to see eight more looking down at you as a giant spider unspools its thread, lowering its body towards the throne.
Hello, darling.
Ugh, you look like some sort of eight-legged pervert.
Well, yes. I mean, my hands look like penises. What can I say?
Who are you?
Why, I'm Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, I get that!
I am a giant spider. And I am a chosen one, too. I possess the power of music. Or I did, until they locked me away and stopped the song in the land. But you boys have brought it back, haven't you? Haven't you, my darling musical little wonders?
What is that voice?
It's musical theater voice, Dave. Don't you know anything?
Didn't you learn it when you went to NIDA?
Hang on, what's the voice, Simon? Give me the voice.
Didn't you learn it when you went to NIDA?
Yes,
I did.
There. Maybe he is the chosen one.
I like musical theater.
Now he's getting it.
There's that one about the town where all the water is replaced by piss. No, is that not...
Oh, we've all seen The Music Man, yes.
I'm sure I saw it once.
Never played the West End, love.
With a capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for piss. I'm sorry.
Listen, all communication does actually have to go through me. Yeah.
Sorry, this is our manager, Phil. She takes care of all of our
affairs.
I don't
know why he's talking like that.
Well, if you could direct them into the green room in my mouth.
In your pot, boys. Got a good meeting opportunity
nom,
here.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right, Phil, I don't know about this.
Well,
As he rears up his fangs and strikes who?
Friezo, because he's got the musical theatre voice.
All right, initiative. You have several attacks.
I rolled a 11.
Okay.
17.
I've pre-rolled it because that's what Dave does.
Okay.
I did what Dave did. Look, I'm trying to keep the energy up. It's a musical show. All right. Always keep them on their toes. Bop, 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 bop. Andrew Lloyd Webber strikes. Roll to attack Friezo.
14.
Friezo, what is your armor class?
Yeah, that'll hit.
Roll damage. It's a D8. You can roll to Simi.
Oh, I could, guys, just... Okay.
Yes. 4 damage.
Okay, cool. Friezo is looking very, very bad.
Okay.
He looks really unwell.
Okay.
He looks...
How does he have so few hit points?
Well, I didn't start off with many, and I took quite a lot of damage from the policeman.
Oh, he took it by a policeman, yeah. That's true.
Classic cops, always picking on the people of colour.
You also...
I'm green.
You also have a hypnotic, magical gaze, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Who would you like to direct your gaze towards?
Filge.
Filge, please make a wisdom saving throw.
I got a 7.
Oh, that's not good, dude.
No.
The power, his eyes spin in yours, and the power of music overtakes you. You lose your next action. Okay?
In lieu of a song.
Okay. So I get to sing and I don't get to fight.
Exactly.
Fantastic. What am I singing about? Whatever I
want. About how hard it is to manage a band.
They said get into the business. They said go behind the scenes. They didn't say that the business is full of people who are mean.
Oh, no.
When you've got talent, but you're trying to make other people famous. You see, spiders have got talents, and that's not very good. Bass solo! Bow, 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 bow. In the business, life is hard. You're always picking other people's shit up. In the business, life is hard. You're always getting up in other people's business. In the business.
Froyo, it is your turn.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to want to quickly use Font of Magic to manifest my 3 sorcery points. I'm going to make a quickened spell out of Spider Climb, my 2nd level spell, to launch myself up the walls to attack the spider. And I imagine what is the weak spot, which is probably the spinneret.
Okay. Is this another rap?
Yes, you can make an attack roll.
And that is a quickened spell, so I believe I still have an action, is that correct?
Whatever you say, Dave. Until I don't like it.
In which case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly pull out my dagger and I'm going to cut the spider silk to make Andrew Lloyd Webber fall to the ground.
Ooh, okay. Make an attack roll.
All right. I did, and I rolled a 17.
Yes, that is enough to slice his web as he falls with a thud to the ground, but he's a spider, so he...
Mine!
Very good.
Dave, what are you hanging on to? The ceiling.
The end of the
oh, court. So now you're the spider.
Yes.
Wow.
I guess.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I like
amazing.
And maybe the god of musical theater.
Probably not. Frozen Donut, you are up next.
I think having heard the spider's song and having heard what he has to say about the world, I realize something about myself. In that I was born to serve him.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that I think that he has a much more cogent vision than these jerks. I mean, say what you want. At least it's an ethos. So I'm.
Is this because we ratted you out to that cop?
I mean, it's part of it. But also, I feel like because Frozen Donut is totally driven by his love of song, I think he's going to side with the magical song guy who is confident in himself.
And you have a choice now, Ben, to attack or to be overcome by the power
of song. I'll attack. I'll attack Dave, killing him.
Dave, okay, you're going to attack Dave.
How's he going to get me? I'm up in the spider web.
Oh, no, that's a good point. So I'll attack Friezo.
Yeah.
You can throw a... Okay, attack Friezo. Sure, absolutely do. You do
just
have a
remember,
snowball.
Friezo's looking pretty grim.
You can attack Froyo with your snowball.
Friezo looks like dog shit, so I'm going to attack him.
You're going to try and kill him?
He's looking really sick.
Yeah.
It would be so bad to kill someone who was sick or dead. Imagine someone doing that.
All right,
I'm going to hurl a snowball at him.
What you should do is you should use your unusual nature benefit because then you get 2 more attacks.
Great, I'll do that.
Yeah,
thank
do
you,
that.
Dave.
Okay, you're going to roll 2 attacks. What's your armor class, Friezo?
Armor class?
It's 40. It's 14.
Sorry,
14.
It's 14.
It's 14.
So both of them
2.
Hit.
Oh.
Well, get the 3rd attack. You get another attack.
That's a natural 1.
2 snowballs whiz past Friezo's head as he survives 1 more round. And next is Friezo.
Oh, well, Friezo runs away.
Just runs?
This is like, this is not for me. I'm more of a prose kind of guy. And he just he runs away from the cave.
The cats block his way.
Ooh, and it's the cat's attack. Simon, please. Claw. 3 pissy little claws. What is your armor class?
Shit. 14.
3 cats fucking miss you like the useless dicks they are. But an English train chugs past you. Oh, watch out. Coming through. Oh, and hits choo-choo, chugga-chugga-chugga. And does 1 damage to your toe.
Yeah, now Friezo begins to die.
There is no more humiliating way to die than be killed by Ringo Starr.
Friezo, who is next? Is Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I reach out and grab Friezo's soul.
What?
What?
I don't see... What? What?
And traps it in song form.
What? All right, you're on your own, buddy.
Sorry, are you going to sing about being Friezo?
No, no, no. I'm going to trap Friezo. The only way he can affect change from here on in is through song.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
Okay, the you can... Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
Recognizing the inherent power in this soul, you have the option to save him with song. So, Andrew Lloyd Webber, I'm going to need to make you, because you feel the magical power too of these beings,
yeah,
these chosen ones, make a wisdom saving throw. You fail, my boy. Andrew Lloyd Webber, you've never felt anything like this before.
Boys as magic as each other,
magic as each other.
Oh, two boys as magic as each other,
as magic as each other.
The song is strong in one of them, the song is strong in the other. Are they cousins? They're not brothers. Are they lovers? No, they're not lovers. The band name's confusing, but they should be never split apart. Their force together could bring this world down. They should not be split apart. Bring that Friezo back. Bring him back down to the ground. They belong together. Their magic is a wonderful thing. Friezo, Froyo, both of you slay, king.
Andrew Lloyd Webber has wasted his turn, resurrecting Friezo on one hit point. Filge, it is your action.
I am going to charge at Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh.
And poke at one of his many eyes with my javelin. I am in a rage at being forced to sing when I am clearly a behind-the-scenes kind of manager. And I attack twice. Both of them hit. And I do, four damage.
Four? From two attacks?
Oh, and another attack, and another four. Eight
all
damage.
Right, all right. Very,
oh, one for each
very
eye.
Good.
You'll have frozen, to do better than that,
Frozen
my dear.
Donut, you're up.
I'm going to run... who am I close to?
Friezo still.
Froyo is directly above you. Still.
And where's Friezo?
Friezo?
Friezo's body is being carried back by the cats.
Yeah, the cats.
I have lost no hit points. I've never felt better.
I'm gonna have another stab at Friezo.
Okay, go for it.
This feels good.
You
this
might
is
hit
good
because
you get an automatic death save.
So that is a 15.
Yes, definitely a hit. Definitely a hit. Roll d6. Ooh, 2d6 plus 2 cold damage. That is a lot.
Yeah, well, I die from the cold damage.
That is a 9.
9 damage. Friezo.
Oh, yeah,
not even the power of a song can save you.
Yeah,
please roll a death
again.
Check.
No, Friezo, you brought him back to life, so now he dies again.
Okay, fair enough. You're lucky, Michael. All right.
It's like double jeopardy.
Friezo starts to die, and we are back on Friezo. It's your turn. You can't do anything. Hey, do you want to do anything, cats, or are they just rubbing assholes?
Just rubbing and licking.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Froyo, we're back on you.
Okay, Froyo, realizing that Friezo is trying to protect the family and probably out of a misplaced sense of duty that he is struggling to not eroticize, he jumps down off the rope and casts Cure Wounds on his cousin, curing 12 hit points of damage.
Oh,
woo!
Friezo, you are back to life. Very heroic, Froyo. I think we're back on Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to attack Filge.
Yeah.
That's a 2 and a 5.
You miss, Filge. Friezo, you're back to life. What do you want to do, buddy?
Friezo is going to, I guess, attack the spider.
Yeah, do it.
He casts a Witch Bolt, which is 17 plus 5 is 22. That'll hit.
That'll do it.
And he does. He does 15 damage.
Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber rears up in pain.
Oh,
very
dear.
Upset.
Ooh, the reviews are in. They do not like it.
Filge, it is your turn.
I am going to go into yet another rage and attack him with my maul this time. I get a 23 and a 15.
Yeah, they both hit, dude.
Great. And then I get a do five, and then I do a seven.
Ooh, fight, that's 12. Andrew Lloyd Webber is not looking great. Frozen Donut, your master is dying. What do you do?
Can I...
Friezo, the man you've tried to kill twice, is back alive again. You're not doing a very good job.
Can I talk to the spider?
Yeah, you can. That's a free action.
Listen, I'm kind of new to this. If you're victorious, what happens?
Why, I'll go out into the world and spread song once again.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I'll go for Friezo. that's a 14.
That's another hit, another 2d6 damage.
Yep. He's looking real upset.
That is a 8.
Friezo, you begin to die again, I believe.
Yep.
We're really doing our best out here. The cats are still just horny. Froyo, it's you.
All right, Froyo looks up at the throne. Is it within reach?
It is within reach. You'll have to drop down off your stinky...
I already dropped down to cast Cure Wounds.
Well, yes, you are directly next to the throne.
All right, I walk over to it quickly while the others are fighting, and I very carefully put my hands on the arms, and I sit down on the throne.
And you feel eldritch power course through you.
Is it tessellating?
Okay. Yes. It's tessellating, rippling, thrumming like nephews and cousins. So powerful. Your next action.
You're clapping that too much.
That's no good.
If it hits, will deal critical damage.
Well, in that case, I'm going to use my last spell slot and I'm going to fire a chromatic orb that is an empowered orb using the last of my sorcery
points. You go, orb!
Thank you, it shall. And I'm going to fire it at Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I rolled a 17.
Which hits.
All right, in that case, it is 3d8.
Fuck!
Yeah, it's a big one.
Is that an AoE attack, or is it just a regular attack?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to bring this up, but it is an AoE attack, so it is going to hit you as well. Just be cool about it.
Do you need another d8, Dave?
I'd love some d8s, thank you.
One, you need more?
Yep.
It's just
We all know the shorthand, but maybe musical comedy doesn't know the shorthand.
All right.
Eight-sided dice.
And I rolled 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage.
Goodness gracious me.
Does that kill you again, Frieza?
I mean, he's real dead.
But it's also enough to kill Andrew Lloyd Webber, who lets out a squall of pain. And as you do that,
it's like fucking Cirque du Soleil up in here.
Baston slams the player's handbook shut as you've all been playing your annual game of accountants and actuaries around the Yulmus fire. Baston toddles into the kitchen and lays down a fat Yulmus goose on the table, carves it up and serves you and says, "All right, before we eat our Yulmus feast, we've all got to say what we're thankful for this Yulmus. Friezo, what are you thankful for?"
Me? I guess I'm just thankful for coming back to this group after having to carry a Twitch stream for 2 years.
Well, that's, if that's how you see it, that's fine. Oh, how about you, Bobson? Get out from under the table, you fucking freako. Get out. Come on, sit up with us.
Oh, thanks, God. I just like the scraps. I'm thankful for my real nice friends.
Who are they?
How about you, Filch?
Me just thankful for the food on this table and for being warm and in some sort of time frame that I understand. Oh, and me can read. So me reading a lot of Christmas tales. You guys ever read the Bible?
That's a goodie.
How about you, Bobby P?
Cakes. I'm grateful that the dreams have stopped. But what about you, Baston? What do you want for Yulmus?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
And you see, nobody saw this, but he's sitting beside a piano. Oh, boy, what am I thankful for? Better yet, what do I want? I don't want a lot for Yulmus. There is just one. Thing I need. I don't care about the bloodshed underneath the Yulmus tree. I don't want a nice crossbow or a divination globe. Make my wish come true. For Yulmus is you. I don't want a lot for Yulmus. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the chaos. I don't wanna turn and flee. I don't need to hang my scabbard.
Did I say I died in space?
Yulmus kick and suck my asshole.
Me kill him with thunder's wake.
I just want my friends around. That warm and familiar crowd. Friezo's colored blue. All I want for Yulmus is you. The dragon friends are Michael Hing, Alex Lee, Ben Jenkins, Dungeon Daddy David Harmon. This episode was DM'd by Simon Greiner and me, Aiden Lacey. Music by Mr. Tom Cardi. For our wonderful producer, Shakira Khan. This podcast is mixed and edited by Hugh Guest. This show was recorded live at the Comedy Store in Sydney, Australia. Finally, a remix? We just want. Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm feeling you, brother. A very special thank you to you for listening. A very happy holidays from the Dragon Friends family to yours. Everybody stay safe out there. And as this exceptionally shitty year draws to a close, it's important that we remember one thing. None of this was canon. Anyone can see. None of this was canon. None of this was canon to me. See y'all next year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.